Good morning, Daddy.
You know, I was thinking, here we are talking about no limits, and we're talking about love and relationships and, you know, just being your showing up for your spouse or your, you know, your significant other, your partner, showing up 100% of the time, giving 100% of yourself. But what I've learned is that love has the patience to endure the fault we cannot cure. Because love is a great healer in life. But because the word love is often loosely used to describe a variety of feelings and relationships, it can be easy to become confused about love's real meaning. Society today tends to define love as a romantic expression for someone of the opposite sex. But it is possible to think of love in much broader terms, which is, I'm going to give it to you for free, the basic feeling of goodwill for another, care for their health and well-being, and the desire to have only good come to them. This includes our parents, our siblings, our friends, hell, everyone. Love is the ideal and the dream, in some manner of expression, of every person who lives, for in the Creator's love, where our souls conceive, and in love lies our destiny to express. Excuse me. We are fulfilled when we are in the state of love, somehow empty without it. Love becomes the purpose of our being alive when we sprung from our celestial womb. Although there have been billions of words written about love in its many expressions, not one or all of them can fully capture the essence of love. Sometimes we think we love someone, we're actually loving what we think the other person may be able to give us. This can be an aspect of what I like to call conditional love. Loving someone on a condition predicated on what they can do for you, what they can give you, what they can say to you, how they can make you feel. And love is the highest level demand where it demands nothing in return. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, nor is it concerned with whether or not love is returned. Like the sun, its joy is in shining forth for its nature. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere in everybody. It insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, it tends to cause the quality to appear utmost in itself and in other things. Love takes notice of faults, imagined or otherwise. Love is considered the great healer in life. Several years ago, a businessman pointed out the tremendous successful power of unconditional love. James' work involved consistent contact with a variety of shapes, sizes, and nationalities of people. A key successful communication with this of associates was needed. He described his own private success formula for communication, especially with sometimes troublesome people. When an important appointment was upcoming, he retired to his office, closed the door, and became still and very quiet. He filled his mind with a mental picture of the person or persons he was to interview and blessed everyone with the affirmation of love. Here is what his affirmation was. I am a radiating center of love, universal love, mighty to attract my good, and with the ability to radiate good to others, especially, and then he spoke the name of the client. This action on his part generated a powerful energy force that which both he and the client become attuned. He remarked that it wasn't enough merely to verbalize the words. It was important to feel what you were saying, to feel the power of universal, unconditional, pulsating love through you and your words with your heart, your mind, your soul, and even your strength. Acknowledge this glorious divinity within, and your higher self responds like an unfolding flower to your interest, your desires, your attention, your appreciation, and of all, your love. Love expressed in this manner can overcome many barriers. Every single atom in the universe responds and yields its deepest secrets to unconditional love. George Washington Carver, in the United States, loved the lowly peanut into a multi-million dollar industry. From an early Christian manuscript comes a beautiful admiration. Nor can that endure which has not its foundation upon love. For love alone diminishes not, but shines with its own light, makes an end of discord, softens the fires of hate, restores peace in the world, and brings together the sundry. In human relationships, we sometimes forget that true love is given freely with no strings attached. Love is our personal go light. While anything less than the loving nature of the definite stoplight, love is real. It works. Love is gentle, yet undoubtedly one of the strongest tools we have to work with. Let love bring the patience to handle every situation. Because love, which is the essence of God, is not for a levity, but for the total worth of man. And even, you know what, I'm going to share you a quote from Constance Foster. Every time we hold our tongue instead of returning the sharp sword, restort, shows patience for another's faults, shows a little more love and kindness. We are helping to stockpile more of these peace-bringing qualities in the world. And so that is why I say that love has the patience to endure the fault that we ourselves cannot cure.